Zayim Perik Beis Mishnah Beis. We are continuing the halachas of how the water is supposed to fall on one's hands and how to hold one's hands at Zayim Mishnah Beis. Notel Eser Yishoylim L'mokim Efer V'Tashniyim L'mokim Acher. We are talking about a person who was washing his hands and he poured less than a revius on his hands the first time, and then he adds the rest of the revius the second time. So the first waters that he put in his, poured on his hands, since it was less than a revius, those waters, everybody agrees, become tamei. And therefore, if he poured the first waters in one place and then it fell on the ground in one place, and then the shnei l'mokam acher, the second time he poured the water on his hands, that water fell in a second place. So the rule is that the first water that fell on his hands become mayim tamein. The second water that he pours on his hands, you know, the second time he's going to pour water on his hands, are matay the first waters, and those waters are tahorim. So therefore, nofel kigel shel truma, if a bread of truma fell on these two places where the waters fell, al rishonim tamei, the first waters are tamei, and therefore they'll be matay this kikar. Al hashniyim tor, if this kikar shel truma fell, this bread of truma fell on the place where the second waters fell, then the kikar remains tar, because as we said, the second time when it's pouring water over his hands, it's matar the first waters, and that is those waters are also tar. Notel as Rishonim as Hashniyim l'mokam echad, he poured all the water from the Tzilus Yadayim into one place, and now he's a mixture of the tamei water and the tar water. The notel kikar shel truma tamei, the kikar shel truma is tamei, even though the second waters are matar, the first waters are only matar the first waters while they're out on the hand. But if the waters already fell on the ground, the second waters cannot be matar here, cannot purify, can be matar the first water. That's the rule. We'll see the definition. Notice the Rishonim and Nimtel of Yosef Kisei Matzor. He washed his hands the first time around and he found that there was a splinter or a stone or something, a certain chatzitza on his hands. Yosef Tameyas is a hand of Tamei. Even if the water got underneath this chatzitza, still it's Tamei. Why? This is a general rule that the way it works, if you wash your hands with less than a revius, then you have to be matar the water on your hands. How do you matar the water on your hands? By pouring a second time on the first water. But the second time only is matar the water on the hand itself. So if you can have a little pebble or a little splinter on your hand, the first water that will get on that splinter, and they will become that tummy water, and the second waters will not be matar the water on the splinter, because they can only be matar the water on the hand itself. That's the way Chachamim established this takana of mayim shniim, that the second waters are only matar the water on the hand itself. And Hashem Gamaliel Eimer calls Shem Ivrius and mayim tar. Hashem Gamaliel says that anything that is made out of water, certain types of water worms are halachically considered water, and therefore it becomes tar also. Does not affect the term of the tire of one's hands.